Welcome to the Flow Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording, and that is at 10:15, that's Pacific Summer Time, and that's 10 a.m. in the morning. The reason I'm recording the audio is a little bit earlier because I don't know what my schedule is going to be like in the afternoon, and I still have to drive back to LA, so I'd rather record earlier than later, just for the convenience of subscribers. But it's been a rather inspiring weekend for me, being at the XMed conference, and I think I'm going to have to spend a couple of days to cool down and to really think about what the real investment implications are of everything that has been discussed. But what we is certainly a collection of thought leaders in the healthcare technology sector. And there are some pretty clear themes that have come through, which are that genetic sequencing. The pace of genetic sequencing has collapsed, or sorry, the cost of genetic sequencing has collapsed much faster than Moore's law would have insinuated just even a few years ago, so that it is now below $1,000. And you had Peter Diamandis, who wrote that wrote two very important books, one in Abundance, the other one Bold, about the future and how everything is going to be wonderful, but he has launched a company with Craig Venter where they are sequencing every single part of the genome, the phenotype, the genome, the microbiome, doing entirely full body scans, totally beyond everything that has ever been done before. And they're currently charging $25,000 for that, but they anticipate getting upwards of 1 million genomes sequenced and then putting them all out there for the entire community to look at. And what that's going to drive is innovation, because the amount of data that is being thrown out by these applications is mind-boggling and is a playground for artificial intelligence. And that is what would appear to be behind a lot of what people are talking about, is the role of artificial intelligence. Something that I perhaps had not fully comprehended was the impact that the artificial intelligence winning at Go, which is a game that is more complicated or has more moves than chess. And some of the people that were talking about it were saying that the artificial intelligence had actually come up with innovative new moves in order to gain its victory, which is creativity by its most by its clearest definition. So there is definitely interesting things happening. But if we then go and look at what's happening in the markets, then we're still in a rangy environment overall on stocks. The majority of indices are in positive territory today. The oil price is up by about a dollar, and when we then look at where we are in the bond markets, it's been a generally quiet day overall. I think there is probably still some digesting going on of the impact of the presidential debate last night, but I don't think, if we look at the betting markets, there hasn't been any great movement, so not a great influence on markets overall. When we look at what's happening on Wall Street, then this is still a range-bound environment. It's still a consolidation above the underlying trading range. Oil prices have the potential to catalyze some bullish interest, and most particularly if what is happening right now, it looks like a consolidation in the region of the upper side of what had been a 3-month range, but it will need to sustain a breakout to confirm a return to demand dominance beyond this ranging environment overall that we've seen. The FTSE was a bit pushed on additionally in here today, but it is on the back of additional weakness in the pound. The pound is trading below 124 at present, and then a very clear upper dynamic is going to be required to confirm that demand is back in the driving seat here. And realistically, one has to ask how likely that is. The UK needs a weak currency, and more particularly they need a weak currency more than most other people, because they're heading into an uncertain period of time where there's going to be some very serious negotiations going on, and both sides are currently engaging in brinksmanship. So the the pound is taking the brunt of that. Of course, that is going to contribute to a highly competitive UK economy and will also help to boost nominal returns in the stock market. For Europe overall, then it was also a positive day, and some of those indices really are worth watching because they are now trending, trading at least in the region of the respective trend means. And if they can sustain breakouts, then that would at least help to convince investors that it is more than just a simple reversion to the mean that has gone on, but rather that medium-term progressions of lower rally highs have been broken. So I think it is an important time to be keeping an eye on the European indices, and not least because the news flow has been so incredibly negative. So then when we look at Asia, I think it's a generally quieter day overall. But and then in the precious metal markets, we have had a pause at least, but a distinct absence of clear upward dynamics for either for any of the precious metals. So we've had accelerated selling, but we have not seen pressure on the shorts just yet. And the longer that nothing happens on the upside, the more emboldened the shorts are going to be. So it is a rather pivotal period right now for the precious metals because they are. It really is for the bulls to prove they really do need to see clear upward dynamics to confirm that support is coming back in at these levels. And in the bond markets overall, we have seen a substantial rally in the yield. It has unwound just about all of that price firming that we had seen. And by and large, I don't think that the bond market is paying very much attention to anything else other than the fact that they are starting to price in the potential for an interest rate hike. Now, it is also worth mentioning that this is an important week in the money market, because in money markets overall, particularly for money market funds, there is a change to the calculation and of money market funds that is due to come into effect on the 14th. And we have seen LIBOR rates moving out. We've seen a lot of rather bearish commentary and uncertainty because what it is going to usher in is a rather different environment overall. So what's going to happen is that it's only money market funds that invest in government paper that are going to have an NAV at a dollar. If they invest in commercial paper, then their NAV will variate, and it will be capable to go below the dollar mark. So that is going to require it's at least some bedding in time before people can really understand how that is going to affect the market overall. It might be part of the reason that we have had a little bit of additional anxiety in the fixed income markets overall, and it might also be behind at least part of the relative strength that we've had in the banking sector, because the banks haven't really been able to make any money from money market funds for quite some time because of low interest rates, and that might help to change that. So I suspect that this week is going to potentially represent some news flow in that regard. And it might also be an interesting week in the bond market. So I think that is something that we should probably keep an eye on. And I think with that, I'm going to leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.